Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our summer series through the Proverbs. Again, we're asking parents and grandparents to take these devotions and share them with your children. Have some family devotions together. Fathers, lead the way in that. And you say, I don't have kids, I don't have grandkids. That's fine. Share some of these with your friends. And then text them or call them up and say, let's talk about these passages together. It's so cool when people are discussing God's word together. All right, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let me read that one again. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let's just think about the tongue. So the tongue is the slab of muscle that lies on the floor of the mouth. It manipulates our food, allowing us to chew it and swallow it. It's the primary organ for taste, covered on top with taste buds. It's kept moist by our saliva and richly supplied with nerves and blood vessels. It's small, but as James 3:5 tells us, it can make some great boasts. It possesses the power of life and death because it takes those words formed in our heart, and our tongue helps us to put those words out to family and friends. And sometimes they might pierce like a sword. How can such a small part of the body possess such power? The words it forms both mend and break the heart. The sounds it frames have given people encouragement to do great things and caused the death of dreams. The speech it shapes has allowed some people to live and sent others to die. Over the next few days, we're going to focus on the tongue. With the same tongue, James says, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. These things ought not to be. So let's target just a few of these proverbs on the tongue. Let's be conscious of meaning, the volume we say things, the tone in which we say it, the facial expressions that set the context. Let's thoughtfully and intentionally speak life-giving words. Let's watch our tongue. Man, this is something we need to do and teach our children. Father, sometimes we don't need deep theology. We simply need to watch our tongues. So make us conscious of what we say and how we say it, for Christ's sake. Amen.